Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ning Nenem Hang Singh with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says FNTA agreement will boost development of Eastern Nagaland. Chief Minister Nipurio led Nagaland delegation pushes for centre to leave PAP, restore FMR. Minister Jacob Jumomi terms union budget as a visionary roadmap towards Viksit Bharat. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with students during 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the agreement signed between the Centre Nagaland Government and the Eastern Nagaland People's Organisation ENPO will enhance the development trajectory of Eastern Nagaland. Responding to a social media post by Union Home Minister Amit Shah, PM Modi termed it as a historic agreement that will open new avenues of opportunity and prosperity for the people, adding that it reflects his government's unwavering commitment to peace, progress and inclusive growth in the Northeast. The agreement was signed in the presence of Home Minister Shah in New Delhi yesterday. The agreement will pave the way for creation of Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority for 6 districts of Nagaland, namely Twensang, Mon, Kifire, Longleng, Noklak and Shamator, and devolution of powers in respect of 46 subjects to the FNTA. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipurio led a high-level delegation to New Delhi and met senior central leaders including Home Minister Amit Shah, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to discuss important issues affecting the state. The delegation included Deputy Chief Minister Y. Paton, members of the State Cabinet and Political Affairs Subcommittee along with Nagaland MPs Supong Meyn Jamir and Pangnon Konyak. During the meeting with the Home Minister, Chief Minister Rio strongly urged the centre to lift the protected area permit PAP regime in Nagaland. He said the state cabinet had repeatedly discussed the matter and the state government had written several times to the centre seeking a review of the reimposition of PAP. Mr. Rio also raised the issue of the free movement regime along the India-Myanmar border, calling for restoration of the earlier flexibilities. He stated that revisions to the system have caused hardship to Naga communities residing on sites of the border. The Union Home Minister assured that both matters would be examined with a positive approach. Nagaland PHED Minister Jacob Jumomi termed the Union Budget 2026-27 as a visionary roadmap towards a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing media persons in Dimapur today on the budget presented by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Mr. Jacob emphasized that the budget reflects the Modi government's long-term vision rooted in reform, action-oriented governance and people-centric government.
There's going to be a lot of focus on the structural reforms of this country. When I talk about the structural reforms of this country, we're talking about the economic position of the families, of the villages, of the towns, of the GDP, of the villages. The government is going to take the micromanagement of these issues at the local level, at the lowest standpoint. That is why Prime Minister Modi is talking about, when he talked about the development processes and how everybody should be an integral part of that process.
Mr. Jumomi highlighted the central theme of the budget as Atmanirbhar Bharat, aimed at making India economically self-reliant. He also underlined the importance of women-led development and cooperative movements, particularly the Sehkar Se Samriddhi initiative, noting that cooperative societies will now be recognized as startups. In the context of Nagaland, the minister said, land and agriculture are major assets which can serve as a foundation for local cooperative startups. He also described the budget as Yuva Shakti-driven, lauding the focus on skilling, upskilling and job generation. He said investments in education, agriculture, innovation and human resource development aim to ensure that no citizen or state is left behind. He added that the budget aims to make the Northeast the organic capital of India and revitalize the tourism sector by promoting the region's rich biodiversity. The minister said the budget addresses state-specific requirements in line with Niti Aayog recommendations and expressed hope that Nagaland will effectively use the provisions of the union budget and contribute meaningfully to national development. The Regional Transport Authority Dimapur and Chumukedima have invited applications from eligible women for two-wheeler pink taxi permits. A total of 15 permits each for Dimapur and Chumukedima will be allotted to promote women empowerment and self-employment. The pink taxi two-wheeler scheme is exclusively for female indigenous inhabitants of Nagaland aged 20 to 40 years. Application forms will be issued from February 9 at the District Transport Office Dimapur and the last date for submission is 20th of February. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In a video released today, the Prime Minister spoke on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction, Mr. Modi advised students to trust their own unique learning patterns, emphasizing that no two individuals think or grow in the same way. He stressed the importance of having full faith in one's own pattern of preparation. The Prime Minister advised teachers to remain sensitive to the learning speed of each student. Highlighting the need for balance in life, he urged students to focus on both life skills and professional skills.
स्किल में भी दो प्रकार के स्किल, एक है लाइफ स्किल, दूसरा है प्रोफेशनल स्किल. स्किल की शुरुआत तो ज्ञान से ही होती है, तो उसका महत्व कम नहीं है. लाइफ स्किल उसमें कोई कॉम्प्रोमाइज नहीं है, 100% उसे अचीव करना ही चाहिए. प्रोफेशनल स्किल जिस प्रोफेशन में करना ही चाहिए. प्रोफेशनल स्किल जिस प्रोफेशन में इंटरेस्ट है, इसमें लगातार नया करते जाना.
The Prime Minister concluded by saying that real confidence comes from being truthful to oneself. He added that comfort zones do not shape life, but one's way of living does. Calling the absence of dreams a serious mistake, Mr. Modi urged students to dream big, fear less, and draw inspiration from biographies. Turning to sports, the Under-13 Asmita Zonal Football League 2025-26 East Zone kicked off yesterday at the Chumu Kedima Football Stadium. Speaking at the inaugural ceremony, Deputy Director Khelo India Events Sports Authority of India Abhinav Sharma informed that the Asmita platform has conducted more than 1,250 tournaments across 32 sports disciplines during the current financial year, benefiting over 1.5 lakh women athletes nationwide. He said Asmita, which began in 2021, has expanded to include multiple sports even in remote districts, providing a vital pipeline for identifying young talent and promoting grassroots participation.
Asmita is one of those initiatives where we are wanting that grassroots to podium finish, that pathway from having an open tournament for every woman to come out of the home, their home and participate, because she is not just playing one sport or one match that day. She is actually inspiring not only her siblings or the social, entire social ecosystem around her, even her parents are there.
The East Zone includes Tripura, Assam, Mizoram, Sikkim and Nagaland. Nagaland is participating for the first time in the league, which will be played till February 10. In the final match of the Colonel C.K. Naidu Trophy 2025-26 played group cricket today, Nagaland scored a total of 155 runs in the first innings against Bihar. In response, Bihar were 214 for 3 wickets at the end of day 1, taking a lead by 59 runs. Earlier, Nagaland won the toss and chose to bat first. And Kevijako Shokre from Jotsoma today clinched the champion title of the 62nd wrestling meet of the Western Angami Youth Organization held at Kocheje Kohima local ground. Fellow Jotsoma wrestler Seye Jalie Gwiri stood second, while Shelie Jusi and Zasiviko Meyatsu secured third and fourth positions. In the under-15 category, Teja Sezo Setsu took first place. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says FNTA agreement will boost development of Eastern Nagaland. Chief Minister Nephew Rio-led Nagaland delegation pushes for centre to lift PAP, restore FMR. Minister Jacob Jumomi terms union budget as a visionary roadmap towards Viksit Bharat. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with students during 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.